All right. So do you recall last time we talked a lot about, like, how the class was going for you and, like, mm-hmm. what was the struggle, what was working well, and that sort of thing. And one of the things we talked about was especially the essay, and you didn't turn the Scarlet Letter essay in, which hurt you second quarter. Right. But then you did turn your Their Eyes Were Watching God essay in. And, we had planned to, like, have a daily progress goal, which I tried to do mm-hmm. for the whole class in addition to you.
Right.
And did that seem like it helped you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you did still turn it in late, but you did get it
yeah.
in. Better late than never, they yeah. say, right? And I think you're doing pretty well this semester. You have, right now, you have a 79.
Okay.
And that'll go, did you do the Jay Gatsby's Dreams thing? Because that'll probably pull it up to an 80, if you have.
I think I took a copy of the paper with me. Let me see if I got it. This right.
Yes. Does it make sense to you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Which part is the not pretty much?
Oh, nothing. Yeah.
Okay. So if you can get that to me by the end of today, I can.
I probably have it for because I got second lunch, so I'll probably do that in my lunch period.
Okay, then I can put that in and it might boost you up to the next grade.
Third period.
All right. So anything else that you think's been going better for you? Because I know you failed second quarter. I don't remember what your grade was first quarter.
First quarter, I think I had a C.
Okay.
I do believe.
And you're in the high C range right now too, so you've definitely gotten back to that that zone. What would you attribute to that change?
Please pardon this interruption. Will Dominic Grasso and Samad Dawson please report to the dean's office? Thank you.
Like, what's been going better for you this quarter?
I think it was my work ethic. Like, I really had to, like, for me to get things done, I really had to, like, you know, motivate myself.
Uh-huh. How did you motivate yourself?
I need to get my grades up.
So you just told yourself, yeah. Gotta get those grades up. Not an option. Have to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, basically. Cool. Real quick, could you rate for me on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how would you rate your level of focus in class?
Like a 5.
5?
Oh, some days I just don't be there. You know, because it'd be early in the morning, then you'd be trying to learn.
Okay.
Too much.
So is it 5 on a good day or 5 on the too much days? Or on average? That you're.
I would say a 6 on like a pretty much good day.
Okay, and then like a 4 on the...
Yeah.
On the, okay, cool. And then how about your level of interest in English class specifically?
I'd say a 5.
And then your level of responsibility outside of class, so whether that be regarding homework or familial responsibilities or what have you.
I'll say a 6.
6?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. So we talked about with the essay being one of your struggles and like having being allowed to handwrite it was, I feel like, helped you.
Yeah.
As well as the having daily progress goals. So if that's something that works for you, like when a teacher assigns an essay in the future, ask them to do that for you. Like, speak up. Most teachers will be happy to make an accommodation as long as you're willing to advocate for yourself.
Yeah, because I can't, when I'm on a computer, I just can't focus. Like, I can't type and then think while I'm on a computer because I'm doing too much. If I, like, write it down, it's easier. Like, that's how I learn how to get my thoughts out better. Because I think faster than I write. So if I'm on a computer trying to type it up at the same time, I can't get all my thoughts out. I forget. Like, fast, so.
So how did you do, I saw that you chose to use a computer yesterday, for yesterday's essay. How did that go?
Oh, yeah. I kind of struggled. Like, I had to sit there and think after I wrote for a minute, because I told you I think fast. Like, I think faster than I could, like, I think faster than I could talk, too, because you see, every time I talk, I, like, pause, like, I think about what I'm trying to say.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. That's how it was yesterday when I was writing my essay. I just had to stop and pause a couple times.
Did you feel like you were able to finish?
Somewhat.
Somewhat?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. If you had asked to handwrite it, I would have been fine with that. For instance, Aaliyah, I let Aaliyah handwrite hers.
Oh.
So like most of the time, if you have a specific reason why you need something and you're still doing the same work, the teacher is more than happy to do for you what you need. So yeah, you've definitely shown progress. You've definitely, especially with like the lit circles, I feel like you've been really focused in those. You look like you're enjoying yourself. You look like you're yeah. focused. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Like your group, every time I walk by, you guys are like really, really in, like all four of you look like you're involved, which yeah. is fun to see. So what would you say, what was your opinion of those in general, in terms of actually like understanding the book and whatnot?
I think they like made me help understand what was going on like a lot more, because sometimes I didn't like read all the way through, like I skimmed through, but like when we did the list circles, everybody had like different pieces, different parts, so it was like something that I might not understood, somebody else did, and then it helped me understand like the way, like it'd be like, I forgot, but
Well, in general, would you say that doing the unit based around these lit circles, in comparison with how we've done our other units on other books, would you say it was more helpful, less helpful, more or less the same?
It was more helpful.
More helpful? Okay, yeah. Cool. Thank you. I'm curious how you're doing in your other classes besides English. Have you seen improvement there, or were you doing fine in the first anyway?
I've seen improvement in all my classes, really.
Okay. Any last like questions or feedback or anything for me?
No, not really.
Regarding English or life or anything?
No.
Nope. Fair enough. One thing I do still, you're definitely awake and I feel like you're like mentally present a lot more in class, but I do see you still with like the head down fairly often.
Yeah, the other day, because I've been sick lately, so I took some medicine and it just made me fall asleep completely. The other day in class, and yeah, I was just out of it that day.
What kind of medicine was it?
It was Benadryl.
Oh yeah, that's a mistake. You gotta go with like some Dayquil or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cool. But yeah, and I overall, you've definitely been there a lot more, which is awesome to see. I think that's pretty much everything I wanted to talk about. Ooh, I have something for you.
Hey.
Where is it? If I didn't lose that. Small token of my appreciation for being part of this project.
Oh,
treat yourself to a little break. It's not much, it's just $5, but
that's
treat
cool.
yourself to